Hey, it's Marilyn here for Gallery Chit Chat. With me is Laura Wright, whose paintings are in the Red Hen Room at the Gawler Gallery. Laura, welcome.
Thank you, Marilyn. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Now, you have a beautiful display in there. One that I really love is Morning Tea and Biscuit.
One of my favourites, yes.
It's one that, first glance, it looks like a photograph. There is so much detail in that painting.
Oh, there was just a few brushes of one hair on it to get to the little parts.
How do you paint with a brush with one hair?
To get to the little tiny bits.
Yes, a very stiff sort of...
Yes, it was.
Hair, is it? I can imagine it would have to be. It's a picture of a tea set.
Willow pattern.
And, you know, mainly blue and white, of course. And it is so... It is so much like a photograph. It's hard to imagine that anyone could have painted it.
Well, I did four at once. I had four lined up, and when I got one right, I went to the next one and kept going. And it took me a year part-time to do them.
I'm not surprised.
And I really enjoyed every one of them.
Really?
It's lovely to paint.
You were doing other things in between these, were you? Like, you didn't spend a whole year just painting them?
No, they were out for a year in my big room.
Yes.
And when I had time, I'd go and do a bit and go and often do look after the kids or do something else and come back to it. And after a year, I got the four done.
It's just amazing. What is that your favourite thing to do?
Painting.
Painting that sort of painting.
I do like details, but I want to branch out to not being quite so precise, but I keep coming back to detail.
Yes.
So I've got to branch out. I'm trying to do different things. I like painting glass to make it look like glass, or feathers to make it look like feathers, or tin, or china to look like china. So I've got a variety of interest in all kinds of painting and a material, fabric.
Where did you learn all this?
Well, I worked in Myers sewing dresses when I was 14, and I loved the sewing part of it. And they put me in the Easter department to do the decorations for the eggs, and at Christmas time to wrap up things and the biscuits and all. I loved all that sort of thing. So that got me into craft and art to start with. And a friend gave me a beautiful Christmas cake. And when we were halfway through it, it looked a bit of a mess. And I thought, oh, I'm really spoiled it now. So how can I have one that's there all the time? So then I decided making a cake cover that looked like a Christmas cake with a cake underneath it. And that everybody I know has one because I've given them away as Christmas presents. And they look great on the table at Christmas time.
They do. You could just about put it there with nothing underneath it.
Well,
I mean, that would be a bit of a mean trick, but...
Oh, there might be some biscuits underneath it or a note. You're too late, they've all gone.
Very good. Some of them are Art Deco. I watched one of those renovating shows, The Block.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that's right, the last building was Art Deco, wasn't it?
And it was Art Deco, and thought, of course, yes, they needed you for their paintings.
Oh, that would have been great. And Miss Fisher, of course, she has the Art Deco that I love watching all the...
Yes.
The furnishings in that.
Yes. So everything that's in the Red Hen Room is for sale, pretty much?
Yes, everything, yes.
Yes. And there is a variety. You've got Still Life with the fruit bowl. Did you do formal training as well? I know you did hands-on stuff with Myers.
No, I started at school with the teacher. When we finished our work, she encouraged us to draw a margin down the side of the paper and do drawings in that. And I couldn't wait to finish my work so I could do the drawings in it. I really loved it. And then they had a competition for one of the classrooms. And I drew a... Because I only had three coloured pencils that I borrowed, orange, pink and white, and it was a tea tree, and each flower was a different blend of the three colours. And the judges liked that, and I got first prize of my own packet of coloured pencils.
Oh, wow.
So I was thrilled with that.
Do you remember how old you were when that happened?
About seven.
What a thrilling moment for you.
And I found that art was a wonderful place to be, to just unwind. And, of course, I love sport too, but I liked art when I couldn't get out of the sport.
Yeah, so you're a bit of a natural, would have to be.
Well, my father did some art in the war.
Mm-hmm.
He was he sent back poems and war pictures. And unfortunately, he died when I was quite young. And I would have loved to have seen more of his work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that's probably come through there.
Come down through that way. That's interesting that he sent poems and drawings home.
Fantastic poems, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Do you have a favourite of your own?
Matisse is a favourite at the moment.
That's just your favourite at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And is that because it took so long to do?
No, actually. When I was a little girl, we had a neighbour that sort of kept an eye on me. And in the holidays, she'd invite me over for a morning tea. And she brought her good willow pattern set out. And she made me feel so special.
Yes.
Sitting there with her cakes and her morning tea. And it was such a lovely feeling, just relaxing, being with her. And I've done it in honour of her. And that's how. And somebody else liked the willow pattern, so I borrowed her teapot, and I borrowed another lady's plate, and got it all together. And one of the ladies has got that one of the paintings now.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I love doing it. I'll do it again if I had to. Yeah.
There certainly is a variety of paintings there, mostly acrylic. That seems to be your favourite thing to use.
I use acrylic and house paints.
House paints.
It's just got that little bit more oomph in it.
Yeah.
And then I paint very fast before it dries. Yes.
All right. sounds the way to go. Because there's, the Egyptian one, Nefertiti's.
Yes,
image.
Yes, love it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when did I do that? I did that a while ago. I did three of those. I was pushing myself to see if I could do a front-on portrait, and because they're the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite like it because I wanted to make it look like it was made out of plaster and not a skin tone.
Yes.
And then I did another one home of my granddaughter and wanted to do her skin tone. So I'll take on anything that's a challenge and push it to the limit, you know, and sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. But I see other people's work and I love all art.
Yes.
Just absolutely drool over it, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite thing to paint? Like some people just love painting animals, other people are mainly landscapes. Do you?
It's mainly I put a challenge on myself to make what I'm painting look like the actual thing. That is my favourite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tin, brick, wool, cotton, hair.
Yes.
Fabrics. I love doing fabrics.
Well, there's one of an old car in a shed.
That was lovely to do. I tried to make that look like an old car.
Yeah, it does. You've done it very well.
And I wanted to do it on a misty morning.
Yeah.
It was actually a photograph on a biscuit tin.
Oh, was it?
So, and I thought, that is just the scene I want. And then I added to it and put the chickens in and the dog. And somebody said, is there a horse in? I said, hang on a minute, I'll go and paint one in it. So I painted the horse of a horse that we had when my children were young, called Lightning.
Well, it's a wonderful, varied exhibition. And you've also got a few photographs of other things that you've made, like beautiful costumes for
My grandchildren.
For the Barossa vintage.
Yes, that's right. I did scarecrows. Yeah, I love doing those. My husband does a frame, and they're all recycled with cardboard, everything you can think of inside a plastic bag so that the rain doesn't bother it.
Mm.
And I really enjoy doing that. And I'm doing one at the moment with for the 2017 Vintage Festival. And that will be, I'm halfway through it, a jazz band sitting out the front of the winery.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to do. So I hope it turns out that way, now that I've said it. But I made my little girls' costumes when they went to a maypole fair, and I made costumes for them, and all the grandkids have wore the outfits. I've had a lot of fun with it. They've won awards with their little outfits, so yeah, I have fun with it, and they pick the colours out. So the kids all are all interested in what I do, and yes, they help, and sometimes they don't. My house is full of art and craft everywhere. My tank in my back garden is a strawberry cream cake, because it's that shape, with 6 tiers. And then the one of the shed is the Marigold Cottage. I've put a door and window on it, and that is for the kids' playhouse up there.
Oh, yes.
And there's flowers all out the front, wooden flowers out the front for a flower box for Marigold Cottage. So everybody knows that somebody lives there.
Absolutely. It sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. This exhibition is open until the last weekend in March. 26th, 27th,
yes.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So be sure to come down. There is a heat policy. If it's over, 35?
Yes, it'll be closed.
They close. Yeah. But so as long as we've got the nice low 30s, you can be sure to come in and have a look.
And there's I've made cards to match every painting.
That's right.
As well. Yes. Because people said when they took the photographs they were at a funny angle, so I thought, well, I'll do some cards for you. You can look at them or take a photograph straight on with them, or you can buy them. So yes.
Thank you so much, Laura, and all the best with your painting.
Thank you very much.